and this is Coast Community Radio. KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. I think I know where I am. I am in beautiful, almost downtown Astoria, where we had to close the curtains because the sun is shining. And it's good thing, because we have a lot of visitors in town. We have a lot going on in this town. And I hope you have lots of arts going on in your, wherever you are. Because, as we know, art saves lives. And we need a lot of life-saving and healing around here these days, as we all know. And we thank all our underwriters. It's delightful to have you join us whenever you decide to become part of the station. Shout out to Nova Scotia and to New York City, where we're sending lots of healing wishes for body, spirit, and mind. And right now, I've got some beautiful music for you from my first guest right here on Coast Community Radio, Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Very glad to be here with you. Have a listen. Some beautiful music, and as I was just mentioning, I don't know how anybody could not. Well, let's put it this way. I urge you to let that music into your heart, because it's very beautiful. And to tell us a little more about the music and about where you can hear that music performed live, and I'll give you a hint, it's tonight. I have Dr. Denise Reed here. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Denise is wears many hats in this community, including being a programmer here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN and KCPB. But she is here today as the director and conductor of the North Coast Chorale, and we have a concert, a free concert. I can't believe this. It's quite amazing. Everybody goes, free? Really? Really? What's the catch? Journey in Peace is happening this evening at the Performing Arts Center. The concert is at 7:30, but there is art hanging on the wall, well worth seeing. So please come at before 7 and spend that first half hour looking at art, finding your space, and enjoying folks there. So Denise, tell us about this concert. People were saying to me, what kind of music are you singing?
Right, because we've been preparing this for a while, the North Coast Chorale has, and we just had our spring concert. That was specific things. We were doing the three masses, but this music we've been preparing for a while since I had to send in this was in October when I had to send to Barcelona the program we were going to do for us to be accepted. Well, what are you going to do around the theme of the colors of peace?
Oh,
so that's why I had to pull all of this music together. I tried to choose, in fact, all of it are things that we have performed at one time or another, because we've had several concerts with our emphasis on peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what these pieces are. They're the composer's impressions of these words of peace that are being expressed. So it's their colors of peace.
And for folks who don't know what you're talking about with Barcelona, let's hear what's going on about that.
Yes. Well, back at the beginning of the year, we were invited to participate in what are called the Circle Concerts. So they'll be in the evening around in several places in Barcelona as part of the International Federation of Choral Music's 11th Symposium on Choral Music that's being held in Barcelona with the theme, The Colors of Peace. And we will have two performances there, July 22nd and 24th, and they both are at these beautiful old monasteries and churches that are in Barcelona. So.
You said it's the 11th annual, but is the theme always peace? Or
no, the themes are different things, each and they year. Focus on, they have their choirs focus on things. I remember attending the 6th one, which was in Minneapolis. That was one that was here. But since that time, none of them have been in the United States because this is an international choral organization.
So other groups coming are from all over the world.
That's right. And one of our concerts we're going to share with the Shanghai Children's Choir.
Whoa,
which
neat.
From China. So yeah, that will be a wonderful time where we can listen to them and we can share what we have to say.
And how many groups are there other groups going from the United States all over the country? Or?
Okay, yes. The regular concerts series that's happening, I believe there are 28 choirs in that. And then the circle concerts, there are at least, I'm going to say, 20 of those also. So these will be going on, and then there'll be a lot of workshops on some very interesting research that's being done about music and the brain and how that works and how conductors should approach choirs with all of this new knowledge that they're having. So there'll be workshops all day and then concerts in the morning and in the afternoon, and then the circle concerts are in the evening at 9 p.m.
So music is universal, but what do you do with workshops? What language do they teach them in?
Well, lot of them have heavy accents, but the workshops are
in
usually in English. Right.
Oh.
Some of them have heavy accents. And then most of the workshops, the leaders use their choirs as the seed group to demonstrate particular things.
Oh, that'd be fun some year. So have you taken the North Coast Chorale, or you've worked with other choruses? Have you taken them on these jaunts around the world before?
No, I think the only one that we went to, when I worked in Canada, I brought a high school choir into the States one time to do a tour. And then the other choirs at churches, we have gone into a lot of prisons. That's one of our things that we do.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Oh,
right.
That's wonderful.
In Canada, we did go. Right. I did go into the maximum security in Edmonton.
Wow.
With the men's choir I had there.
Wow. And how was that received?
Well, you know, it's received. And when you go in a room, there are some people who just stand around the side. Mm-hmm. This was a maximum security. Mm-hmm. But then one gentleman came up to me at the end and said, you know, my dad, if he had lived, would be in a group like that. And he would have loved that.
Mm. So it really touched him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Music. It's all about music and the arts.
It does
that. So now this concert, which I mention again, is a free concert at the Performing Arts Center. That's 16th and Franklin. Tell us what the music is.
Okay, and also I want to don't let me forget to tell you about the art donated to. What is the music? The music is famous composers that you know, their take on the particular words that have to do with "Grant us peace" or "Let there be peace on earth." So we have Mozart, Vivaldi, we have Mendelssohn. We have some other people, Carl Jenkins, we did the Armed Man before, and we're going to do the Better Is Peace movement from that.
That was one of the most magnificent, most magnificent concert I've ever been in, but also heard. It was just extraordinary.
So we're doing one of those movements and songs from other composers, as I said before. And then they did ask us at the symposium to bring something of our own indicative of our space. And so we will be doing a couple of pieces that Barbara Polshock, that we commissioned for her to write for us several years ago. So we'll be using a couple of those also, which happen to do with, well, hope is a thing of feathers. Hope is peace also, you know, until the wind gets right. And then we'll be finishing with Journey in Peace, which we have done several times, and we did at Memorial for Anne Goldin.
Yeah, and what's the relationship between Anne and this concert?
Well, Anne, we are dedicating this to Anne. At her service, prior to her kind of reception memorial, in the will, she said she would like for the North Coast Chorale to do a concert, and the funds go to the North Coast Chorale in her honor a year from the time. In January, I just couldn't get anything together. But when this opportunity came, I said, well, that would be the perfect one.
Perfect.
Because she was on a journey of peace, you know, always.
Yeah.
So
Anne Goldin was many of you know her from KMUN.
Right.
Some of you know her. She was your doctor. Or perhaps she was the master gardener who brought you into that fold.
Right.
But she sang with the chorale, and she loved music. And so that's
and
very touching.
And a very good friend, too. I remember when I wanted to take some people. I said, do you want to go up to Seattle to see Porgy and Bess? Because that's not done too often, that opera. She just jumped on it. And went up there with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've known Anne from the beginning. So it's that's wonderful that we get to dedicate this concert. Now, tell me about the art, or tell us about the art.
Okay, so Dr. Jo Pomeroy Crockett, I approached her at the Art Loft, and that's right over Dots and Doodles.
That's right, my new sponsor.
There you go.
Underwriter, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I approached her and says, you know, we have this concept of peace, and we have music and composers who have done something. What do you think, maybe, do you have some visual artists that could possibly visualize? How would they visualize this, too? And could you bring that to them? And I was happened to be there one day and talk to them about it. And so she has pieces, but the miraculous thing she's done is she's hung all of this artwork. We also got artwork from a Christian Schalk instructor at Clatsop Community College, her beginning watercolor class.
Right.
And they had the same mission to do is to portray peace. And so we have some beautiful pieces from her also.
And in terms of synchronicity, I just want to mention to folks, right before the show, I went up the path from Clatsop Community College up the hill towards the column, and the art classes from the college have laid little art projects all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go between 4:30 and 6:30, I believe it is, you can catch some of, there was fabulous singer. There were people doing belly dance. There are all different kinds of.
This is quite the festival, isn't it? It's the Peace Festival.
There you go.
That's what it is.
And that was Marco Davis did that out at Fort Clatsop, and it was so popular that it's been picked up. It's a wonderful thing. So
when people come, they can come and enjoy. It's a free concert and everything, whatever. They can donate if they'd like to. Some of the art pieces people have for sale, and some of them are to whatever they're bought, whatever price is donated. But when you come, you can enjoy cookies and coffee in the lobby and two lobby areas and look at the artwork before our concert starts to put you in the mood.
There you go. And the concert begins at 7:30, so definitely be there way before that. Again, 16th and Franklin at the wonderful Performing Arts Center in Astoria, one of the buildings that we hope to preserve for our community. And this is the North Coast Chorale with my guest, Dr. Denise Reed, who conducts and directs and picks the tunes and sends everybody to Barcelona. And you never know what's going to be, but it's going to be a beautiful concert. Thank you so much, Denise.
Sure, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And now I have some music from Summer Osborne, who is playing on Tuesday evening at the Voodoo Room, and that's this week. And then she will be playing at the Pride Celebration next week. Let's have a listen. And thank you, Margaret. And then stay tuned. I have a room full of tenor guitar players coming in, and you know what fun we always have with that. Thanks for listening, folks. Coast Community Radio.
I am here. I am whole as I am. I am safe. Like a serenade, nothing can make peace like a song. We've got a ways to go, but then we're closer than we've ever been. So let's walk together on and on. I am here, I am whole as I am. I am safe. Take a photograph of everybody as they laugh. Put it in the book entitled Us. I am here. I am whole as I am. I am safe. A song may seem just like a thought, but it soon will take hold, become a truth that's taught. for generations, generations, generations. I am here, I am whole, as I am. I am safe, I am loved as I am. I am here, I am whole, as I am,
oh, just as I am.
I am here, I am whole, as I am.
Okay, that was Summer Osborne, and again, she will be at the Voodoo Room on Tuesday evening, and then at Pride Celebration next week. Now, meanwhile, I have my room full of tenor guitar, folks, and I am so excited. Now, is everybody... What instrument do you have, Eric?
A tenor guitar.
Okay, good. I thought you slipped in a ukulele or something, you know. I heard about that, but, you know, we just need to keep track. It's okay, you know, we're very tolerant here, but in the meantime. So... Yes, folks, it's that weekend, the one we've been talking about, the one you've been seeing me walk around in my, I don't even know what color that is, but it's my golden shirt with a tenor guitar all over it. And this is the 8th annual tenor guitar gathering right here in Astoria. And as far as I know, this is the only place in the world where there's a tenor guitar gathering. Is that true, Josh?
That is correct. Astoria is the tenor guitar capital of the world, officially. And we have not been challenged on that.
Right, exactly.
And we will not take any challenges.
No, no. And you out there who are scratching your head saying, what the heck is a tenor guitar? Why don't you just ask Josh Reynolds right now? Because for me and for a lot of people my age, okay, there's a lot of you out there, the first time you ever experienced a tenor guitar was with Josh's dad. And you didn't know it, though. I didn't know it until I looked, you know, I held the album cover up and I looked and I went, oh, my God, it's true. So what's a tenor guitar, Josh?
I have no idea, Carol. I just get everybody assembled. No, a tenor guitar is a guitar that typically has four strings. Tenor guitar, and correct me, gentlemen, if I'm not correct in this, is basically it was the answer to for banjo enthusiasts when they wanted to transition into more of a guitar-like feel. And it started out, there are different tunings of a tenor guitar. There are things called the CGDA, which is in fifths. There's GCEA. There's a lot of different types of tuning of the tenor guitar. My dad played what is called a Chicago baritone tuning, which is literally the high four strings of a regular guitar without those pesky ENA low strings.
Ah.
The thing that we love about it is it's a great tool for beginners to get into a guitar because it doesn't have as wide a neck. It's great for little fingers, for kids, for anybody who wants to get into playing guitar.
Now, I just have to interject that it sounds to me like
Josh might be a six-string guitar player. Is that true?
I have a six-string, but I'm not allowed to play it very often.
No, especially this weekend. Well, the motto of this group was Mark used to actually bring a wire cutter with him and say he could help anybody out who accidentally ended up with a six-string guitar. He had his tool right there in his pocket, and he was ready to go. So I have here these six gentleman in the room with me, and one more coming. He is actually giving a workshop right now, which is going on this weekend. First, let me just tell you, tenorguitargathering.info is, while you're listening to the show, whether it's online, maybe you can't do it while you're online, I'm not sure, but or certainly on the radio, check that out, because you still have time to join in a lot of the stuff that's going on, including especially the concerts tonight and tomorrow night. But right here with me right now, that was Josh Reynolds you were hearing from. And then I'm going to go from my left, your right, and I have Eric Sylvester, who is not playing a uke, he says. And then, Eric, where are you from?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, sorry. I didn't, for some reason, your mic clicked up. San Francisco.
San Francisco is my home,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And next to you is Tim May from?
Originally Mississippi, and I've been in the Nashville area for about 30 years now.
30 years, that helps. Is the accent the same?
It's all fake. Actually, I speak with a sort of, like a Southern New York thing, but I do this because people seem to, I don't know, they think it's cute or whatever.
They expect it from you. I'm going to try that, because you're Southern New York. I'll be New York Southern.
That way, there you go.
Yeah. And meanwhile, what about the music, though?
What do you mean?
Is there a difference in the music? Are you allowed to play the same music in both of your homes?
Sure.
Sort of smiling. I'm not sure. But. Okay, and then we have our heavily accented man. Whoa, who's getting two microphones. Actually, you can keep that one over there, and you use this one, not John.
This one.
And yeah, and John Lawler is here, and we are delighted that he was able to join this year, because these are all regulars, except we're going to get two of them who aren't. Oh, one of them who isn't old enough to have been a regular. He is now, but. John, yes.
I'm interrupting, Carol. This is Josh. We'd like to point out that John is also last year's inductee into the Tenor Guitar Hall of Fame.
That was something I didn't see. Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer. We have one Hall of Famer, and we have other Hall of Famers that are going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And talk to us a little bit, John. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Philly, and I started playing banjo, like tenor banjo, when I was a kid. And I joined one of the local string bands, you know, the Mummers Parade.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in. It was a great thing, like the best thing for kids. And because otherwise, you know, I'd be out in the streets setting things on fire and all, you know what I mean? Like, who knows, you know what I mean? So it was like a great thing for
kids.
He's serious. To join. And I was in that for 6 years, traveled all over the place, and it was great with the band. And then I wanted to play other stuff, like other outside of banjo playing, like with marching songs and all, because that's what they do. And I wanted to play nice tunes like that. I heard Perry Como singing, like on the radio and all. And you couldn't pull that off on banjo, so I switched over to tenor guitar.
But it was still a
nicer,
four-string.
Warmer instrument, and you could play really pretty things on it.
Absolutely.
And I've been playing it ever since.
And he does. And I just want to mention, before I go to my next guest, also that each one of these musicians plays a different style of music. They can all play everything, it seems, but some of them favor a particular. And John is our jazz man, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely,
say.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Okay, Grant, grab that mic back. Okay, and this is our youngest member by far. Is it true that you still can't get into the Inferno?
I still can't. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but those are the laws. So. Grant came last year for the first time.
I'm from Bowling Green, Ohio, which is kind of the northwest part of the state.
And you kind of blew everybody away, didn't he? Because he's, how old are you?
I'm 18 now.
Oh, you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Okay. Well, you know, stick around a few months. The gray.
And wouldn't surprise me.
Do you have a favorite style of music? That
not really. I like pretty much all types of music that that are played well. I play a lot of bluegrass. I play a lot of swing and jazz, a lot of like new acoustic stuff, so kind of original, more modern string band music, kind of like in the bluegrass world. All sorts of stuff, though.
Well, what's fun about this is that when these guys... Now, did any of you know each other before the Tenor Guitar Festival? No. Okay. So, for example, Grant was perfect because he shows up last year, and then we end up in all these different groupings and people playing with each other, and it was just absolutely fabulous, and it constantly... Ah... It's true. What's the story? Five strings, Grant?
Yeah. One of my tenors I have here this weekend is a five-string octave tenor guitar.
That's really neat, that thing.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Can I have it? That's
so, really neat guitar, so what man. That means is I have basically more range than a six-string guitar, a normal six-string guitar, because my low string is a low C, which is two whole steps lower than a regular six-string guitar, and then I have the same high E on the top, and it's all tuned in fifths, so it's very logical to play. I don't have to do anything different, really, with my left hand than I would on a normal tenor, so it's a really fun instrument.
Well, I want to take a vote in the room. Do we approve of this instrument?
Yep. Aye.
Of course, John's about to steal it already, so yeah. I guess it's a...
Really yes.
Cool thing. It's
as
cool.
As a matter of fact, Lowell Levenger, who's also part of our Hall of Fame, he played almost everything. Everything that he played was pretty much a five-string tenor guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lowell Banana. Banana.
Oh, Banana. Oh, Banana. I miss him, yeah.
He played a lot of five-string tenor stuff.
There we go. Okay. And now... I pulled you in. Are you avoiding me?
No, not at all, Carol.
Okay.
Just good. The opposite.
Jerry Carthy is here. So we've had our Southern New York accent. We've had our Philly accent. And now we have Jerry Carthy. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Carol. Nice to see you again. I put on my best Santa Fe, New Mexico accent.
Yeah, exactly. Jerry is from Santa Fe, New Mexico these days, but apparently he didn't start there.
People ask me where I'm from. I tell them Española. That's kind of a joke in Santa Fe. Española is a little town outside Santa Fe.
That's enough to throw everyone off.
I won't go into the details in case anybody from Española might be listening. Then I'd be in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Or they'll send it to their friends.
Well, it's good to see you again. It's great to see these guys.
Yeah.
Missed last year.
And we missed you. So this is it's such a powerful thing. We just have our Tyler Jackson just walked in because he was offering one of the workshops that the Tenor Guitar Gathering is famous for. So welcome, Tyler.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. What were you teaching?
Well, I was teaching a lot of right-hand technique on tenor guitar. So we do a lot of, as a tenor banjo player, which is what I kind of came from, there's a lot of interesting right-hand pick stuff that I've kind of put on the tenor guitar and gives it kind of a unique twist. So we worked on a lot of that.
Interesting. See what I mean? Each one has their own. Jerry, do you have something specific that why you like to play on the tenor guitar?
Well, this thing, I've got the cheapest guitar at this festival, so I think I should be inducted into the Hall of Fame for having the cheapest guitar. This is an inexpensive Ibanez nylon string, classical nylon string guitar. So it's got nylon strings. So, and I have it, I converted it myself and trimmed down the neck and each side.
You did it. I did this.
I thought it came like that. No, but I had a friend do the varnish, but I trimmed it down and sanded it to the way I liked it.
Right.
And so it's like mixing Irish music with that nylon string sound because I'm in Santa Fe 30 years.
You have to adapt a little bit.
Yeah, so we're all, the great thing, we're all doing something different.
Absolutely.
So I'm tuned like, Irish musicians, there's tenor banjo, like we're all talking about tenor banjos. I started on the tenor banjo as well, from the mandolin to the tenor banjo. But we tune it, it's called Irish tuning. And because they tune a GDAE like a fiddle or a mandolin, so you can do the same ornaments and the tunes are in the same keys. So this is tuned GDAE like a violin, but of course down lower. And I had to experiment with the strings to get the right gauges, so to get the right tension. So it's kind of a funny, odd mix. And it's a thin body guitar.
Yes, it is.
So I like this. It's kind of almost the width of a banjo, funny enough. It's so, and it's got a long neck.
Harkening back.
It meets at the 14th fret for anybody that's listening that's wondering. So you got more resonance because you have a longer neck.
Well, and are you going to be playing that tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought this.
So you don't even have to imagine. You can just come over to the Astor Street Opry Company. I think I forgot to mention that's where the concerts are happening tonight and tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And everybody is welcome. The music is exciting, interesting, delightful, and so are the people, as you can tell. John Lawler right now is doing air tenor guitar, I guess. I don't know. Playing it that way.
Loosen it up.
Okay. Well, and Tim, we didn't talk about your kind of music either, so... you can talk a little and maybe play something.
Yeah, okay.
Let folks hear it. So
yeah, well, you know, I got into tenor guitar. I was endorsing Breedlove Guitars, and they made a really great tenor that was an octave, basically an octave mandolin, similar to what Jerry's got. So I kind of got into it playing fiddle tunes. Now this weekend I've changed to a little different tuning called Chicago tuning because there's so many people here that do that. I thought it'd be including our leader there, Josh. I wanted to keep my job, basically, was why I changed to this. Yeah. So I've switched to a different tuning, but I'll play a little fiddle tune here, and Grant can join me on this. Just to kind of show you where I started doing okay. this, you know, and the kind of music I started
doing. I just want to make sure everyone out there understands there are no fiddles in this room. Okay.
That's right. We just play fiddle music, but
yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That was Tim May and Grant Flick on their tenor guitars. There were nine strings between the two of them. Eric, what about you? What's the story on you?
Well, since I've become a proud citizen of San Francisco, I thought I'd give you a little song honoring the fact that this is the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love.
It's true. 1967.
That's right. Yeah, and the Summer of Love was especially blossoming in San Francisco.
And where were you?
I was actually in New York City that summer, in trying to be a beatnik in Greenwich Village.
I was going to say, we didn't have the Summer of Love in New York.
Well, it was hot and sweaty, though.
Yeah, that's... There you go.
But it was a beautiful summer for me.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd sing you just a little bit of Scott McKenzie's hit from that summer called San Francisco.
Sure.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a lovin' there. In the streets of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration. People in motion, there's a whole generation with a new explanation. People in motion, people in motion. For those who come to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there.
Right, nice, nice. And folks, even if you're not in San Francisco, you can put some flowers in your hair and come to the Astor Street Opera Company tonight and hear these folks. And, you know, my last guest, Denise Reed, was talking about the North Coast Chorale concert. That is an hour-long concert. You can drift on over to the ASOC after that, or be sure to come tomorrow evening, because there's a whole nother concert tomorrow evening at the Astor Street Opry Company, 129 West Bond. And just come on up, and we would love to see you there with or without a flower in your hair, right?
Yes.
Okay. We just want to make sure. John, do you have some music for us?
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yes, please.
I want to just one little thing about that song that you just heard that that Eric played.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because in 1967 I was living with my mom and dad in Sausalito and in San Francisco, and I believe that song was written in conjunction with John Phillips. Is that correct, of the Mamas and the Papas?
I believe that's right.
Yep.
Yes, and what that song was meant to be was basically a song to get people to come to San Francisco in 1967 and also to get them to go to the Monterey Pop Festival, which was happening. And the reason that I bring that up was that the final performance by the Kingston Trio at the Hungry Eye in 1967, my father, Nick Reynolds, and John Stewart left Bob Shane on the stage to sing Scotch and Soda, and they left the Hungry Eye and went to Monterey and left Bob all by himself, and he never forgave him for it. That was the last time that the original Kingston Trio ever played, and they left to go put flowers in their hair. Left to go put flowers in their hair.
I love it.
And the reason I wanted to mention that is that besides these wonderful musicians that you're hearing here, Eric's going to be playing ukulele tonight. You've got some obviously great jazz. You've got some great Irish stuff with Jerry. But also, I'll put a little plug in for our band, which is the Lion Sons. And what we do is we do the Kingston Trio as if it was in the early 60s. So besides coming out and hearing these great musicians, please come out and sing along with us tonight. And we're going to be doing all of the, we call it the canon of the Kingston Trio songs. Tom Dooley, Greenback Daughter, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Hard Traveling, you name it. We're going to be doing it. And we try to get everybody to sing along with us. And we make a lot of jokes. We make fools of ourselves. But
it's a really fun time. Well, you can hear that already.
Where did that come from?
And the camaraderie, especially.
Oh, John Lawler was asking where the name the Lion Sons came from. Well, it's basically my father was a Leo and we're his sons in music.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, there's a John Stewart band that does John Stewart's music, and we are kind of like
going back to the original Bob Shane, Dave Gard, Nick Reynolds configuration. And we figured, you know, he's a Leo. We're his sons in music. I'm his son. My cousin, Mike Morbin, who's like his son.
He's playing also in the band.
Matter of fact, our logo has one blue eye. My dad had blue eyes, so it's...
There you go. Nice. Okay, John, you got a... Yeah. What are you going to do for us? Do you want to tell us anything?
Talk of the town, I guess.
Yeah. Talk of the town?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was John Lawler. And again, folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to, you probably have no idea, this is the Tenor Guitar Gathering, the 8th annual, and was started by Mark Josephs right here in Astoria, the tenor capital. What did you call it?
The Tenor Guitar Capital of the World.
That's a Tenor Guitar Capital of the World.
And with that, if I may add,
please,
we have a bunch of tenor guitars that Colibrand Music gave to us. And so there's a lot of people that are jamming down at Pier 39 throughout the day where the workshops are. And you can come in and you can just pick up a tenor guitar and see if you like it and ask one of the performers or anybody that's down there that knows how to do it to show you a tip or thing of that sort. So
And the jamming, I even joined. Well, I do have my own cigar box tenor guitar that I got right here from Alan. So, Jerry, how about you? Do you have something for us?
Well, I suppose that's what we're here for.
I bet you are.
As San Francisco says.
Go ahead and bring that mic down on.
Okay, so whenever I'm asked to play, or when I start a gig, I usually do the same thing, and I probably did the same thing when I was here 2 years ago. But in Galway, there was a character in Galway called Mickey Finn. And he had long blonde hair and an Afghan coat and played the fiddle like nobody. He was the life and soul of the town and the sessions and the hoolies in the 70s. But Mickey died when he was 35, I'm sorry to say.
But his dad composed this on the piano. It's an air. It's called Mickey Finn's Air. So I like to play a lot of airs. And then, just so that in case people might not be too sure, I'll play...
What makes something an air?
Well, you know, the Italian word aria, it's the same idea, slow tune. But airs usually are played on the pipes or on the whistle or on the fiddle. And they're used as, sometimes there's no words to them, but sometimes they are the melodies of old songs in Gaelic that go back to 1700s or the 1800s. So this was a tune that Mickey's dad composed on the piano, Bill Finn. And Mickey used to play it all the time, and I play it all the time just to kind of remember it. So, and then I'll play a well-known tune afterwards that's pretty well-known. John and me were talking about it yesterday, called The Kerry Dances. That's got words, and John McCormack, the famous Irish tenor, actually recorded it. But I kind of play it as a dance tune. Okay, here we go.
Absolutely delightful. Delightful, yeah.
The trouble with the nylon strings is they tend to go out of tune a lot.
Well, I like that the little blub that sounds like my father when he used to play the mandolin with
Well, it's a mix of different styles, this trying mandolin style, and I'm trying to do this. We're using the flat pick, but picked two note chords, and so I'm trying to mix a lot of different ideas.
Good.
So
and the beauty is you've got a room full of people who are watching carefully and will be replicating some of it. They're taking all your tricks. But they don't live in Santa Fe, so you're okay. Hey, Tyler, what do you got for us? And are you close enough in there?
I think here.
And then I don't know if there's something that you can all play together. Is that? I don't know if we're going to have time even.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me do a song written kind of back when this guitar was made in the 30s. It's an old banjo tune I played a lot called 12th Street Rag. I'll do a quick version for you real quick.
Should we tell the audience the trick is we actually sped that up?
No, you weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Darn. And we have the equipment. Like, I wouldn't know how to use any equipment like I do that. Anyway, that was Tyler Jackson. There's Grant Flick, who's the youngest. Then comes Tyler, and then comes the rest of us. And you heard from Jerry Carthy with the Irish accent, John Lawler from Philly. Tim May only gave you a little bit, with Grant also a little bit. Boy, folks, do not miss this extraordinary group of musicians who are in our town for the 8th year. Eric Sylvester is from San Francisco, and he will put a flower in your hair if you smile nicely at him, yeah? And the concert is at the Astor Street Opera Company, 129 West Bond Street, where Shanghai'd is. Only tonight and tomorrow night, you will be Shanghai'd into tenor guitar world. And it's wonderful. And it just makes the heart grow bigger and bigger when these guys come together and play off each other and on each other. And then tomorrow all day, there's stuff happening at 11 o'clock. You can catch the trolley, if you're lucky, with them. And it starts at the Bridgewater at 11 a.m. And then there's a lunch, isn't there? Getting together for lunch at noon. And there will be music, too, at the Bridgewater. And then workshops in the afternoon. Anybody here giving a workshop tomorrow? Eric is giving a workshop. And
I'm doing one at 3, I think.
And Jerry's giving one. Okay. So you really need to check out tenorguitargathering.info and check out the exactitudes. But best is, if you live around here, best is just come on over to the Astor Street Opry Company tonight. Or if you're going somewhere else, starting 10-ish, check out, and you're over 21, sorry, Grant. You come on over to the Inferno, which is at the foot of 11th Street in Astoria, and bring your instruments with you, especially if they're four string, but whatever it is, bring a tambourine or a washboard, like what I play. So anybody want to throw out something? If you do, you need a mic near you. Go ahead.
I just want to remind you that my workshop will be a ukulele workshop.
That's right.
So if there are ukulele players
out there
who would like to come to a ukulele workshop, I believe mine is at, what, 3 o'clock or something like that?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Tenorguitargathering.info. I do want to let you know, yes, there are
four
wonderful...
Four to five.
4 to 5. Uh-huh. Eric.
4:30 to 5.
There are some wonderful other things happening. Astoria High School is doing Mary Poppins this weekend. And quickie on that, if you go tonight, buy one ticket and get one free. If you go tomorrow night, say supercalifragilistic and you get $2 off the ticket. And if you go on Sunday at 2 p.m., wear a British flag for $2 off. They didn't say anything about Ireland. Jerry's making a face at us. I know.
I never said a word.
And the North Coast Corral at 7:30 at the back. Ilwaco Art Walk is a two-night, 5 to 7. It's happening. Especially, well, all of the galleries in town and at the port. The Rally for Truth is tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the post office. We sure need some of that. Seaside Art Walk and Gearhart Art Walk are tomorrow. And the Columbia Theater in Longview has dancers. The Labyrinth Walk is Sunday, 3 to 6 at Grace, and that's for balancing out. Take a deep breath. Fort George has the Mutineers on Sunday night. This guy has a really long beard. That's all I have to tell you. And Summer Osborne on Tuesday night. And the Columbia Theater, Tall Ships. So much going on. Give us a call if you like. Thanks. Stay tuned. Coast Community Radio. Thank you, guys, everybody, for coming in. All of you.
Yes.
Bravo. Stay tuned for Democracy
Now.
KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB, Tillamook, 85.